Everything the Border. Lou and Matt on the Borders 105.7 Triple M.
Welcome along to our catch-up podcast. It is all the best bits from this morning's Brekkie Show, all in one place, easy to access. And gosh, we had a lot happening this morning. Obviously, the biggest news, Matt, about the expanded border region.
Yeah, we got Albury's top policeman, Paul Smith, to talk us through how the changes are going to affect you crossing the border, obviously, with so many more people. Albury Wodonga Health as well covered off on the numbers for COVID, which is always going to impact the border closure. But again, it was zero, which is great news, Lou.
Yep. And then, big fat zero.
That's right. And then, of course, we checked in with the mayor of the Alpine Shire, Peter Roper.
So it was kind of a bit weird in that we expected the border region to be expanded. We didn't necessarily expect any of the Alpine Shire to be included, but some's included and some's not.
Yeah, they copped it, actually, didn't they, considering that, say, the Indigo Shire, the whole of the Indigo Shire's in. The Alpine really copped it, which is ridiculous considering that it's probably the least chance of getting COVID in the Alpine Shire, let's be honest.
So true. But hopefully, as Gladys Berejiklian said, hopefully it's a work in progress and they'll see that they should be adding those places.
Yeah, that's right. Shane A took us through the movies and we caught up with an HSC student. Imagine doing HSC through these COVID times. Plenty on today. We'll kick off with Albury's top cop. It's Superintendent Paul Smith. Triple M, live and local weekday mornings, and the new map, Justin Clancy put it up at about 6:30 yesterday. We've got it up on our Facebook page, Triple M The Border. The new region, the border region, is massive compared to what we've got at the moment, Lou. It goes as far south as, like, Winton is on there, as far north as Urana and Jerilderie. It's massively expanded. That means more traffic crossing the border. So let's talk to Albury's top cop, it's Superintendent Paul Smith, who joins us. Paul, good morning.
G'day, mate. How are you?
Yeah, very well, thank you.
So, Paul, with the obviously the expanded zone, and it's even more expanded than we thought it was going to be. So a lot of the outlying areas will be, there'll be people there that are coming to work. So traffic's going to increase. Have you guys got, I'm guessing you've got provisions in place for the extra traffic?
Yeah, listen, we expect traffic will go back up. It obviously dropped off significantly when we had tighter restrictions in place and right across the border, you know, but in particular our busy twin towns, Albury, Wodonga, Moema, Echuca, Mildura, Baruga, Mildura, Baronga, those sort of towns that have that daily flow of traffic. And of course now will be topped up with people further afield. In particular, we're still seeing those delays weekdays, in the morning rush and in the afternoon rush. If you can possibly avoid those times, your delay will be a lot less than everyone else's.
And yeah.
When I say delays, you know, we've got delays right through the morning up until about 10 o'clock, then virtually no delay at all.
Yep.
This is on, say, Wodonga Place, for example.
Yep.
You could go from 10 a.m. right through to 2:30 p.m. without virtually any delays at all. So if there's some flexibility in your day as to when you can cross the border and you can aim around those times, you know, you'll get your work done a lot quicker.
Yeah, absolutely. All right. Now, Paul, one of the things that I don't know if this was a particular hold-up, but, I mean, you'd imagine it would maybe add a little bit more time, is when the ADF or the police would ask for a supporting letter as to why you're crossing. Now, with the new permits being more along the lines of a daily life thing and for work and everything, will you need that supporting letter to show now, or will the permit alone be enough?
Well, Matt, we've got a number of different permits, as you can appreciate. Not all the people passing are border residents. You know, there is a vast majority are border residents. And now with, as you say, you know, there's on top of what was there with work and education, there's also to obtain necessary goods and services for care and compassionate reasons. Obviously, a lot more open why people can come through. However, we may then have some, you know, totally different class of permit, which does require that added documentation that has to be viewed.
Gotcha.
So, you know, that may still hold things up, but you're quite right. border residents coming through should be a smoother process. In saying that, there'll be a lot more of them. So more of those permits to be checked.
And do they all have to be scanned, Paul? Sorry to cut you off there, but all the permits, I mean, I haven't crossed the border for 7 weeks, so I don't know. But does every single permit have to be scanned?
Yeah, that's right. And it is a fairly quick process. The ADF and the police have the MobiPol devices that it is a quick scan.
Yep.
And it's actually got some safeguards built into it now, which sets off alarms if people essentially shouldn't be there on that permit, such as if it's a permit where you need to fly into Sydney, or, of course, if it's an expired permit or a permit that's been revoked. So there's different safeguards built into that whole QR process.
Gotcha.
Hence, we've gone to scanning.
All right, Paul Smith, Superintendent, thank you so much for joining us and giving us a little heads up as to what to expect, and I'm sure we'll catch up with you again soon. Thanks so much.
Thanks, guys. Stay safe.
Expanded border region. You can see the map on our Facebook page at Triple M, The Border. Heaps more people will be able to cross the border, go to work, see family, get essentials, goods and services. But, of course, it still needs the numbers to be exceptional for us to continue with life as we want it to be. Let's check in with Aubrey Wodonga Health. Lisa Bridges joins us. Lisa, good morning.
Good morning, Matt. How are you today?
Yeah, good, thank you.
So, Lisa, the Premier's obviously applauding us because we've been doing a good job with keeping COVID at bay here in the border region. What are the numbers for this week?
Lou, the numbers again this week are really good. We've got currently no active cases that we're aware of in our region at the moment, which is, really good news for all our border residents. So it's looking good for this Friday for those restrictions to be lifted.
Fantastic.
Which will be great.
Did it annoy you a little bit that Gladys Berejiklian was suggesting as late as last week that there were numbers in Wodonga?
It probably just bothered me a little bit because all that information is available, as you know, Matt, on, websites and things, which is accessible to the public as well as other state health departments. So I think it's, really good that, we're continuing to do well here on the border, but, making sure our, ministers and the people who are making those decisions are aware of actually what's going on the ground. So,
Yeah, that did come as a bit of a shock to all of us, I think, that that she didn't have the most current and up-to-date numbers when they're so easily accessible. But as far as testing rates and everything goes here on the border, are you happy with the amount of people that are getting tested? Is that going well?
I suppose to allude with the restrictions, we've seen probably a slight drop in our clinic here on the Wodonga side, but again, we've got the two clinics operating on the Albury side, so they're still seeing sort of quite good people going through those clinics. But again, we're just asking anyone who might have any signs and symptoms of COVID, please, please, please come forward and get testing. We're finding that the turnaround time is, now at least only about 24 hours to 48, so, it's quite quick. To find your test results, which is really good.
Yeah, and that's been the message right from the get-go. Get yourself tested. Lisa Bridges, fantastic to have the result of zero again for another week. Thank you so much. We'll talk to you again next week.
Lovely. Thank you so much.
And Lou, we've been talking a lot over the past few days about the joy, quite frankly, that a lot of people would be feeling being able to go to work now. Thousands of people affected, of course, with the terrible border bubble as it is now, but also see family members and all of that. And to a large extent, that is true. We've got the new map, the new border region. Justin Clancy published it yesterday. You can see it on our Triple M Facebook page. But not everybody is happy because some shires are still badly affected, like the Alpine Shire. We've got the Mayor, Peter Roper, with us. Peter, good morning.
Oh, good morning, Matt. Good morning, Lou. How are you both?
Yeah, good. Thanks, Peter. Now, obviously, a lot of people excited. I'm one of those people. I haven't been able to go to work for the last 6-7 weeks. And as of tomorrow, all going well, we should be able to get a permit that allows us to cross the border to do for work purposes, school purposes, caring and medical. But in your shire, the Alpine Shire, Peter, not everyone's included.
Well, Lou, I'm at Toowoonga, and the new map says Coral Bank. That's tantalisingly close, but it's not close enough.
Yeah, so you can't come over the border.
No, but Deterang can. And when I'm looking at the map, I can see that Myrtleford can, which is a great result. But, and Wangaratta, there's this great big blue splodge Realistically, that doesn't, it's almost so tantalising close I can almost touch it.
Yeah, it's bizarre, isn't it? Now, you were saying exactly. Maybe they should have done it a different way based on schools. What was your idea, Peter?
Oh, okay. Well, I think that the kids are the ones that are being mostly affected by this, and we've got VCE students doing New South Wales VCE in the Kiwa Valley. And I would have just said to all the schools, you know, righto, where does a further student come from? And that's how I would have drawn the map. And I think that would have solved a lot of problems, because someone would have said, well, why is that township in? Well, because and in reality, further east from the Kiwa Valley, where else? We're almost in New South Wales anyway.
Yeah.
And if you are in the Mid Valley, you know, you consider it's ludicrous is what it is.
Look, I guess the saving grace on that is that the Premier of New South Wales did say that it's a work in progress, and that if we're just patient, hopefully they'll be adding more places. So let's hope that's true.
Well, we all know, Lou, the common sense is both rare and uncommon. So, yes, you know, I would hope that we actually do get some reasonable result. But, you know, in the first place, we really have to rid ourselves of this bloody wretched pox of a disease, and we'll be a lot better off.
All right, Peter, we're out of time, but we feel for you and we hope they do make those changes. Peter Roper, Mayor of the Alpine Shire, thanks, mate. Hopefully we'll talk soon.
Yeah, bye, guys.
At the movies.
Movie critic Shane Bassett, morning.
Good morning there, Lou and Matt.
All right, we've got two movies to look at. Let's kick it off with that new one with Russell Crowe, Unhinged. Should we see that at Regent Cinemas, Shane A?
I suggest yes. It's a B-movie thriller, and it doesn't pretend to be too serious, but I like the way that Russell Crowe acts, and he's so sinister in this. He's a guy that's already having a bad day, but after a minor traffic incident, he just gets pushed and pushed and pushed.
Oh, awesome.
And follows a mum with her son, and it just escalates as the day goes by. It's all set during one day. It's a road rage incident that turns very nasty.
It sounds like a little bit like Falling Down with Michael Douglas.
Yeah, that's been a lot of people have mentioned that it's got the same kind of sound. It goes into a little bit of a different direction, but it's similar. Okay. Similar in vibe, yes.
All right, what's the next one, Lou?
I'm going to go for a bit of a spy movie. I love spy movies and assassin movies and those kind of covert ops kind of things.
Yes.
This one sounds all right. Ava, starring Jessica Chastain. Now, what do we know Jessica Chastain from?
Jessica Chastain is an Oscar winner. She was in a movie called The Help, which was very popular. She's also in the new Jurassic Park films as well. She's just a really good actress all round. I think that Zero Dark Thirty might have been the main one where she really, really stepped up, and Interstellar as well.
Mm-hmm.
In this, she plays Ava, an assassin, as you say, Lou, a spy who sort of gets treated very mistakenly by her own people, has to prove some innocence of something that she didn't do, but she hasn't got any help. It sounds familiar to other spy movies, but then it's sort of about halfway through goes into a different story and plot line that I didn't see coming. And when you've got a cast like Gina Davis and Colin Farrell and John Malkovich all in it with her, it's worth seeing. It's very good.
And that's not actually at the cinemas, is it? Is that a streaming one, Shano?
Yeah, this one's bypassed cinemas. It's on digital platforms, so you can rent or buy it on various streaming platforms, yes.
Great, and I can't wait to talk to you next week about Bill and Ted. The new Bill and Ted movie is back. We're going to talk about it extensively with a thorough review coming up next week. I'm so looking forward to that, Jade.
Yeah, Keanu Reeves turned 56 this week, and it's been 29 years since the last Bill and Ted movie. I saw it yesterday, and we'll talk about it next week.
Great.
Friends don't mention that kind of thing, Shane, that it was that long ago.
I'm sorry, but he doesn't look it. I mean, honestly.
No, he's ageless. He's amazing. Anyway, he'll be very exciting.
I saw Bogus Journey at the cinema as well those years ago.
1991.
Yep, that was it. Shane, thanks so much, mate. We'll talk to you again next Thursday.
looking forward to it. Bye for now.
Lou, you had a Year 12 student last year, your daughter Sabine, and that was in normal times and it's stressful enough. But imagine what it's like doing HSC now. We've got Mitch joining us on 13 27 10. Mitch goes to Xavier High School in Albury. Morning, Mitch. What's it like doing HSC during COVID times?
Well, I can say I'm a very arty kid. I do a lot of the arts and it's very hands-on. And so we've lost the opportunity for a few of those things to sort of present it to our, you know, families and those that we've spent so much time on, we want to sort of present it to them. So we sort of lost some of those opportunities, but the school's doing their best to try and compensate for that. So, but yeah.
Can they have a virtual, like, art show or virtual performances? Would that work?
Yeah, well, I think with our school, what they're trying to do at the moment, they're going to have professional recordings done of our showcase evening.
Oh, yeah.
Like all of our arts. And so they're going to actually allow us to go home with it and be able to sit down and watch it with our parents and all that sort of stuff.
Yeah, so, that's a good... Have you felt like there's more... Well, I guess it's hard because you haven't done HSC in a normal time, but you have done Year 11 last year, of course. Is it adding extra stress with COVID around?
There was, towards the middle section, I'm thankfully back at school now, so it sort of eased a lot of the stress. But in the middle sort of stages, when we were trying to do a lot of our sort of hands-on work at home, it was sort of like trying to work with one another in sort of like a drama space whilst doing it on a Zoom call. It proved to be a bit difficult. Coming back to school and working through all of that, it sort of eased its way back into regular sort of schooling, thankfully.
Look, the really important question, Mitch, were you booked in for schoolies at the Gold Coast or any of those places, and are you disappointed that's been cancelled?
I'm not much of a schoolies kid myself, but we did plan a trip with the family to go down to Queensland after it was all finished. So just to sort of have a couple of weeks just to wind down.
Yeah, yeah.
So thankfully for me, we're going to, no matter what, we're going to go on a trip some way to celebrate it. As to when that will be, just not sure yet.
Yeah, that's
like
it. Right.
You maybe.
Yeah, that's right. All right, Mitch, good luck, mate. When's your last exam?
So last exam, I finish right on the very last day, 11th of November.
All right, good luck.
Thank you very much.